Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and this was taken from our Easter service, our first service at 10 o'clock at Tradition Worship Center, which you can watch, incidentally, every single service, Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and then again Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Just log on to traditionworshipcenter.com and just hit the button that says watch, and you can be a part and join us live every single service without missing and skipping a beat. So if you're not able to get out to us, you can still contact us and listen to us. And then also, you can also hear every single Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., we do Healing Academy, which is also live, and you can go on our webpage once again, traditionworshipcenter.com. You can check it out on YouTube. You can check us out on Facebook. We live stream every single Thursday morning, Healing Academy. And if you need a healing, or you know someone that might need healing, or you want to learn how to become familiar and be able to get people healed and get the anointing for healing, please log in and watch us, and you too can be a part of everything that God is doing with us. We have now begun services at this stage once a month at our Synergy campus, which is where our school is. We had our first service this Sunday, this Easter Sunday, the 22nd, year 2022, and we started that on Easter of 2022. We started our original services, our first church, Christ Family Fellowship, on Easter year 2000. So we started Easter 2000, and again we started another one, Easter 2022, and you can start watching us there and being part of that as well, and we'll give you more information on that. And so we thank you for joining us, but we're continuing. We started speaking about freedom's seal, and we spoke about how the tomb of Jesus Christ had been sealed. The devil made sure that Pilate would send a guard out there through the Pharisees and Sadducees, saying that this deceiver, Jesus, said he would rise again from the dead after 3 days of burial, and he would rise again. And they said, please seal the tomb so that his disciples can't steal him. And now this deceiver's lies would be even greater than the former, than when he was alive. And so when Satan got them and spurred them on to get Pilate to issue a guard and seal the tomb, Satan's seal of damnation on his own life became right there real. And when he had the tomb of Jesus sealed, his doom was sealed, because there was proof that no one could have got into that tomb with the guards there, with the tomb sealed. And so something else happened. The resurrection of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit became very, very real, and they could not deny it. They tried to, but they couldn't. And you can see what happened on the day of Pentecost when the Spirit of God came upon those disciples who had fled and run and ran from when he was arrested, and Peter denied him 3 times. All of a sudden, they stood up in the power of the Holy Spirit, because the tomb was sealed. Satan's doom was sealed. He shot himself in the foot. And now the power of God was relevant, and the power of God was obvious for everyone. And the book of Acts, you could see it just left, right, and center. Miracles, signs, and wonders by the same men who had fled and deny Jesus, now we're speaking with the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. So I thank God for you joining us today. Let's see and let's hear a little bit more about this tomb being sealed.
Don't let people talk you out of your salvation. Don't let them talk you out of your healing. Don't let them talk you out of your blessing. Don't let them talk you out of your restoration. Don't let them tell you why it can't be done, because the apostles are dead now and Jesus is gone now. He ain't dead.
Amen.
Because if he is dead, you and I are dead too.
That's right.
In our trespasses. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you got sin and you're still sinful, and you haven't been renewed or reborn, then that sin is not covered.
That's right.
You're going to have to account for every sin in your own life if you're not born again.
Amen.
Jesus accounted for, oh my God, in Isaiah 53:4-5, surely has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Don't let people talk you out of the blessings of God. Don't you go with someone else's theology. Go with the Word of God. I don't care if he's a minister standing up on a podium saying, well, you know, God's not healing everyone today. Just go, pick up your bag and get out of there. Don't let them tell you that God's not going to do this for you, that God's going to get you, that God put sickness on you to teach you a lesson. No, he put sickness on Jesus so that we don't have to take it. He took our sin so we don't have to face them. He took our judgment so we don't have to. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Give the Lord a praise in this house. Give the Lord some love in this house. Give the Lord some glory in the house of the Lord today. I just want to show you one more scripture. Acts 2:23. This is when Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost. Watch what happened here. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan, before the foundation of the world, his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and you killed him. That's what Peter was telling to all the people that were gathered around there. But God released him from the horrors of death.
Amen.
Are you hearing this? But God released him from the horrors of death and raised him back to life, for death could not keep him in his grip.
Amen.
Death could not hold him. The grave could not stop him. The devil just didn't have enough. There is nothing that can stop our Lord and Savior. And listen, he is still alive today. When you look, there were 500 people that were raised from the dead. Do you know that? That saw Jesus. Do you know all the disciples saw Jesus? And then even afterwards, doubting Thomas saw Jesus alive with holes in his hands and feet, remember? And then the two disciples on the road to Emmaus saw Jesus. And then he appeared to Mary. And then he appeared to the other Mary. And then he appeared to hundreds. Come on. He's alive. He's alive. Come on, say he's alive today. Jesus is alive today. And listen, because he lives, I live, you live, we all live because of his risen, resurrected body. Amen. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all man to myself. He was lifted up on the cross. But not only on the cross, after the resurrection, the ascension, he was lifted up to the highest throne, sat at the right hand of the Father God. And guess where you're seated? Ephesians 2:6, we are seated together with Christ in heavenly places. You're not in trouble, the devil's in trouble. You're not broke, the devil's broke. You're not sick, the devil's sick. You're not addicted, the devil is addicted. Don't take his trash and put it on your life. Take God's blessing and claim it and cling to the blessing of God Almighty. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, we need Jesus Christ every day of our life. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Someone said, don't need Jesus to go to heaven. Some guy answered and said, dude, you need Jesus to go to Walmart. You need him all day, every day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You need Jesus. Say, I need Jesus.
I need
That if you're born again, say, I've got Jesus. Say, I've got Jesus. Say, I've got it. Hallelujah. Look at the time. I'm doing good. I've got 6 minutes. I'm sorry, but you know, it's today we're going to rush up there. There's going to be hundreds of people. I believe there's going to be 500 at least, with parents and children and kids and oy vey. So we got to get our act together and praise God. Hey, amen. So, Father, we just thank you today for the fact that you saw to it that Jesus was raised from the dead. And Jesus said you staked everything, everything on the power of the Holy Spirit to raise you from the tomb. You surrendered 100% and put your whole life in the hands of another. And we thank you for doing that, because when you rose from the grave, victory was assured. How was defeated, and death was defeated, and the devil was defeated, and we were translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your dear Son when we received the free gift of salvation. If anybody wants to get saved today, today is a great day. It's Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. This is the day when the devil will lose his grip on you, and God's Spirit will resurrect your spirit to brand new life. If you want to receive Jesus, I'm talking to you at home. I'm talking to you over here. I'm talking to you on the radio, in your car, wherever you are. If you want to receive Jesus, the Bible says, except you're born again, you will not see Jesus, period. Romans 10, 9, verse 10, he said, you must be born again. And yes, how? If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that he lived and died, faced the devil, took your sin, took your shame, your punishment and judgment, and then God raised him from the dead. If you believe that, all you have to do is say it. Speak it out of your mouth and you shall be saved. So I'm going to pray, is anyone in this place right now that needs to receive Jesus? Just stick your head. No one's looking around, heads are bowed, eyes closed. If you're in this place and you want Jesus, you want to receive him as your Lord and Savior, just quickly stick your hand up and you can put it straight down again as soon as I see that hand. I see that hand over there. Thank you. Anybody else? Just stick it up. No one's looking around. Let it down. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. Also, you at home, if you're in your own, in your lounge, wherever you're at, watching this, I want you to just put your hand up. God will see it. And this prayer goes out for all of you. Say this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I come to you today. I give you my life, spirit, soul, and body. I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, the Savior. I speak it out of my mouth, and you said if I would believe it and I would speak it, I would be saved. I've done what you said. Therefore, I boldly proclaim, heaven is now my home. God is now my Father. My name is in the book of life. I'm a child of Jesus. Death is defeated in my life. The grave is defeated in my life. Sickness is defeated in my life. Poverty is defeated in my life. Addictions are defeated in my life. Stress is defeated in my life. In Jesus' name, I speak it, I receive it. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a shout right now. Hallelujah. We love you guys. God bless you.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4444. 4121 to give your child the head